You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Agri Tuesday, and this week we're taking a look at a very interesting phenomenon. The phenomenon that suggests that introducing certain types of animals to your vineyard can actually result in better wine. Now, don't take my word for it. There is a viticulturist who has done all of the work and the research. That is, of course, the viticulturist of the Hartenberg family vineyards, Wilhelm Hubert. And he joins me now to take a look at this interesting phenomenon and how we make sense of it. Good evening, Wilhelm. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start at the very beginning. What is regenerative viticulture? It's very fancy.
Yeah, regenerative viticulture is a farming practice which is based on, let's say, conservation. So it's based on five principles where you intend to improve your soil health firstly. And we've been applying, practicing that for many years now, but the one key element, which was the one that made the biggest impact on our farming practices, was the integration of ruminants also to the system. So what we do is we use the animals in a controlled, high density controlled way, giving them only a few rows per day to graze on the cover crops, and then move them onwards to get the maximum output in terms of manure and urine, which then stimulates and actually improves your soil health and microbial working in the soil.
Wilhelm, take me through how that part works. Take me through how the specific animals, grazing patterns, whatever it is that you're doing with those animals over the crops, how that affects the soil.
Basically, Alan Savory many years ago did the studies on this specific work, and we just took that principles and applied it to the vineyard, where you use plant a cover crop in the winter months, palatable cover crop. It needs to be palatable for the ruminants, of course, a multi-species cover crops that also benefits the soil, and then the animals will come in, they will graze half of that material, so that you keep it vegetative and you just move them onwards. And then animal manure, 80% of that is in liquid form, which immediately is available for the soil microbes to feed on. And then, of course, the urine also has got a very positive effect on soil biology. And so the thought is that, and the truth around that is, healthy soil equals healthy roots, equals healthy plant, healthy fruit, and of course then a healthy product hopefully in the end as well.
Wilhelm, what are ruminant animals?
So a ruminant animal is basically an animal that's got four stomachs, like a cow, you know, sheep, and then of course goats as well. So we use sheep and cattle for this practice, and they've got the ability to take, you know, less good material, and it goes through their stomach, they work on it, goes through a fermentation process. There's lots of bacteria and microorganisms that work on that, and then the end result is the manure, which we can then use in the vineyard, which is immediately available for the soil microbes.
Would this process be easily replicable without the use of ruminants if we were to choose any other type of animal to introduce into that environment? Or is it more specific to having a success rate because it is the ruminants that you're introducing?
That's definitely linked to the ruminant. It must be a ruminant. Pigs, for example, they can't digest that much dry matter in the same way as a ruminant can do. We also use now recently ducks for snail control, but that is more for controlling pests than to do the fertilization of the soil.
Wilhelm, how does this then affect the vineyard itself? So now we've gotten through the impact on the soil, of course. How does the process then affect the grapes that are harvested or the grapes that are then grown on the vineyard?
So within the first season, after we started doing it, we saw that the soil health was just reacting in a very good positive way. And then we said, listen, let's look at what's happening to the grapes. So we, in the first year, we did different. We also took a parcel and split it in half a control versus a parcel where the ruminants grazed. And we took the grape analysis samples, and we saw that there's a difference in the grape analysis. The next year, we said, listen, let's repeat it in another vineyard so that you can make sure it's not, you know, by chance. And the same result happened, and then we decided to make the wine from that parcels. And this year we actually also repeated that. And if you look at terms of the wines, that the two wines, the grapes was handled similar. The only variance was the one parcel was being grazed by the ruminants, and the other, in this case, cattle. And in the other control, there were no grazing. And then to compare the two wines, it's both two beautiful wines. We won't say one is better than the other. You know, wine tasting is all about personal preferences and palate. But just to get to the wine, the ruminant portion where the cattle were grazing was definitely a more elegant wine, more fresh, red fruit driven, whereas the controlled, where there was no grazing, the controlled parcel was a more structured wine, more tannins, more black fruit, more towards, you know, what we as a wine farm was aiming for in the past.
Willem, have you seen any negative impacts of having ruminant animals as part of the vineyard? Have you seen any downsides?
No, I haven't seen. I've only seen positive trends in terms of, you know, diversity and cover crops that started re-establishing itself, dung beetles, you know, guinea fowls, birds, you can name it. It was only positive effects at this moment.
Willem, would this kind of farming be something that you could apply to other agriculture? I mean, vineyards have a specific structure to them and how you're managing them. Would you say this is something that could be applied to any other fruit farming or any other kind of farming that could potentially yield better qualities?
Yeah, for sure. You know, regenerative agriculture is can adapt it in any farming environment, given that the principles are being followed. You just need to make sure you fit it in your system.
Well, you learn something new every day. Today I learned that you have certain types of animals that are preferred to be introduced into vineyards, and they can result in better quality wines. I think we'll leave it at that. Thank you so much for the insights, Willem. That was Willem Huber, who is a viticulturist at the Hartenberg Family Vineyards, joining me for this week's Agri segment, where we took a look at the introduction of animals into improving soil qualities and ultimately making for better wines.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.